Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of our upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. Excited today to get David Hawthorne with us from the Small Business Superhero. David, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, one of the things I like about your business is I love the name, Small Business Superhero. I just think it's cool. Why'd you name it that, though, besides it's cool?
Well, a lot of it has to do with branding. You know, I mean, any business, it's so important to try and create your brand. So as I was starting it, you know, I had been consulting with a lot of small businesses across North America, and I started thinking about, you know, who are small business owners, and superheroes popped in my head. You know, they tackle all these problems
it's
all
true.
Day long and try and put out all these fires and stuff like that. And out came Small Business Superhero. You know, it fits and it creates really neat logos and branding and stuff like that as well.
It's neat because I think it's a great analogy, because some days that's really what it feels like as a small business owner. You're like, get my cape, you know, it's time to, you know, but it's just, you know, like you said, when I got the same vision when you said it to me, you know, you pictured a guy, you know, standing like Superman with his cape on and stuff. I'm like, that is a pretty good visualization that guy's using. So it worked for me at least. So
and it's
tell
a lot
me
of
a little bit about your background.
For it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
it's neat.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I spent the last 4 or 5 years traveling across North America, specifically consulting with small businesses, you know, anything from budgeting, forecasting, to marketing, to branding, to, you know, their presence and things like that. And got tired of the road, so I decided it was time to come back and settle back into my community here in Nashua. And you know, so I still wanted to continue working with small businesses. That's where my passion is. I love the people. I love the drive. I don't want corporate America to take over our cities and everything. So that's kind of where I came up with the idea of, looking at what is it they're missing the most of, you know. They're just small business owners. It's a lot to tackle. You know, digital marketing, you've got to be a professional in what your business is. And then in addition to that, you've got to get your name out there. You got to monitor your reputation and all the other stuff that goes along with it. So that was the area that I focused on and have been helping small business owners with.
When I think about, you know, the small businesses I know through the networking group, to me, the biggest issue is marketing. You know, we all know we have to market. We have to do a better job of it. But for the most part, we really don't know how. So what do we need to know about marketing?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just that it's changed. And that's what I had seen with a lot of the business owners as well, is just, you know, they're sticking with the traditional forms of going into the yellow pages or things like that, or else they get sucked into a Yelp thing. And next thing you know, they're out $13,000 and they've gotten nothing for it. So really what we focus on is local marketing and getting your presence known locally and things like that. I mean, there was a 2016 Google survey done, and what they found was that 88% of consumers have already decided who they're going to buy from and what they're going to buy before they even walk in the store, because they can do so much research online now. So it really is about creating your brand, getting your personality out there, letting people know who you are, and getting them comfortable with you. You know, reviews are a huge part of that, things like that. So rather than focusing on, you know, kind of the old school mentality, it's the consumers have changed. You've got to market digitally or you're going to go extinct.
But David, you know, one of the things we hear as business owners all the time, SEO, search engine optimization, so important. You got to have SEO. But most of us don't know what it is or how we're supposed to do it. So, and it changes all the time. It seems like all you hear is, well, Google changed the algorithm. How does a small business owner keep up then?
You can't. I mean, you know, you can. So when you look at search engine optimization, that's all about playing the game and focusing on keywords and just feeding the machine money, so to speak, and chasing the latest trend and things like that. So as a small business owner, you're feeding all this money into it, you know, on your limited income that you have, as opposed to even, I'll take a local gym, for example. So you've got a gym owner here in Nashua who's got his nice business, you know, he's got a good clientele, he's got a good reputation, things are going well. But when it comes to SEO, he's never going to rank in the top spot because you've got national chains in that same town and city. Well, they've got multi-million dollar budgets to throw at search engine optimization. So, you know, you're just kind of chasing that dollar, chasing that spot. So rather than, you know, continuing to feed the machine, I always, what we focus on is trying to get them to focus on the local section and getting the word out that way.
One of the things that makes me chuckle as a business owner is when other business owners go, I'm just doing SEO myself. I mean, unless you're putting tons and tons of time into it, in understanding the changes, because, you know, you can, you know, go out and Google it, look at YouTube videos, but it's always changing. It's really not the best use of my time as a business owner to try to understand that and do it myself. I mean, I understand this is your business, you know, but it just, to me, doesn't make sense. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's a full-time job, and that's where, you know, looking at some of those larger big box stores and national chains, they've got entire departments dedicated to that. So as a small business owner who's already, you know, working 50, 60 hours a week, you know, just trying to keep their customers happy, where are they going to find the time to do it and B, to learn about it? Because it really is a profession, and the trends change so much that, you know, there's no way to keep up with it unless you're doing it full time. You know, and that's what we focus. That's why we're focusing on the local stuff. And we actually teach the business owners how to do it. I mean, one of the things we offer is a free assessment. And then during the consultation, I'll sit down with them, you know, face to face, and spend a half hour running through a snapshot analysis and show them, okay, here's your issues. Here's how you address them. Now you can either address them yourself, or if it's too much for you, that's how I make my living, you know. So it's a no pressure sales tactic. It's more about educating them and showing them how to do it. You know, I'm just kind of gambling on the fact that they probably won't have time to do it, and that's, you know, what keeps me in business, so to speak.
And honestly, most small businesses don't have the time to do it. You mentioned something earlier, you know, that we all struggle with. Myself as a networking guy, I struggle with it. You're competing with the name brands, you know, whatever industry you're in, there's probably one or two bigger players in the industry, and you're trying to outrank them. That's a real challenge for a small business owner. How do we do it? How can we compete?
You're not going to outrank them on when you – so jumping back to that gym, okay, so the local gym owner in Nashua, you know, if you were to type in Nashua Gyms, when the top section that comes up on Google, there's usually three businesses. Those are your pay-per-click ads. Okay. They're throwing big money at those typically, and you're not going to outbid them, or else you're going to go bankrupt trying to outbid them. Then you've got your middle section, which is your local pages, which I'll talk about in just a second. And then below that is SEO section, you know, what they call the gold mine right there. You know, and that's what people are constantly chasing, trying to get to and things like that. But what's actually happened with consumer trends, and, you know, think about how you do a search. So you type in Nashua Gym, and in the middle section, you've got this big section that has these bunch of local businesses. It has their addresses. It has reviews on them. You can click into it, and then you can see the maps geographically where they are. Well, that's where the consumers are now focusing on their businesses, and it's a heck of a lot more affordable and realistic to focus on that section in generating reviews and generating your listings and getting credibility with Google and the search engines within that section. So that's what we really focus on, and that's what the business owners need to be focusing on as well, as opposed to trying to do pay-per-click and SEO. Focus on your reputation.
So now we've really focused on the whole digital media idea, you know, and the importance of it, which I agree is really, really important. But how about some of the traditional non-digital? Is that totally dead now? Does no one really do that anymore?
No, it's never going to be extinct. I mean, you're always going to have some form of commercials and billboards and print mailers, things like that. And I think it's an important part of your marketing plan. You just have to be smart about how you do it. The problem with those forms of marketing is that, A, they tend to be more expensive than digital, and B, you can't really track the results. So what tends to happen is an owner will throw a bunch of money at a bunch of mailers, and they'll go out, and then they may have people come in the store, but they don't know if they came in because of the mailer or, you know, what drove them in. With digital marketing, you can literally see, okay, this person clicked here at this time and, you know, made the phone call by clicking on the call button. It's trackable, it's affordable, and it's the way that the consumer is shopping nowadays. They're on their smartphones, they're on their laptops when they're not supposed to be at work, things like that. So it's changed. But, yeah, no, they'll never go completely out, though.
So one of the challenges in all of this, David, as a small business owner, is we meet a lot of people offering marketing services. You know, and it's hard to know, you know, who we should choose because, you know, unless you're familiar with the terms and, you know, you hear, well, it's going to be SEO, it's going to be pay-per-click, and you just go, oh, geez, I'm just so overwhelmed. So what do you think makes Small Business Superhero different? You know, why should I choose you?
Yeah, and, you know, in setting up the company, that was one of the things that I was looking at, you know, business owners have heard about, you know, find your niche and stick to it. You look at what are your strengths and weaknesses, do your SWOT analysis and figure out who, your vision and mission statement and who do you want to be as a business. Well, I knew that small business owners typically are trying to, you know, make a living for themselves. So I wanted to make it affordable for them. So what I did was I formed a partnership with one of the largest, what they call a white label agency in North America. And so they do all the technical stuff behind the scenes for me, all the blips and dots and dashes and stuff that I don't really care about, to be honest with you. But what's happened as a result is now we create a world-class experience for our clients. And in addition to that, I don't have the overhead of, I don't have a creative person on payroll. I don't have a posting person on payroll. I don't, you know, have the data person on payroll, things like that. So what it's done is it's really cut back our overhead and allowed us to bring world-class marketing at a price that small business can afford. And I think the other thing is just, my experience in working with so many small business owners and understanding the challenges that they go through and the way that I communicate with them about how to drive traffic into their business.
Makes perfect sense, my friend. So now, is there a particular area that you cover? You could work with just everybody, right?
Yeah, technically being digital, we could work with everybody, but we're a fairly young company, full disclosure. So right at this point, one of the things that's important to me is I like to get face-to-face. I do at least a monthly meeting, if not more, with each client, and, you know, we review and strategize and come up with what we're going to do the following month and things like that. So at this point, I'm trying to keep basically a 20-mile radius around Nashua.
Okay. Makes sense.
And keep it that local thing.
I like that, though. Like I said, you know, some people really want that. They want to be able to see you when they want to and stuff. All right, so we've got about a minute left. How can people learn more? How can they reach out and talk to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, the website is going to be – so we use the acronym for small business, which is SMB. So it's smbsuperhero.com is the website. My cell phone, anytime, is area code 978-489-4686, and my email is dave@smbsuperhero.com. So, don't forget about the free analysis. No risk, no cost to businesses, and they get some great insight on what's happening, and I'm always there to give them some tips on how to tackle things themselves.
David, really appreciate you taking the time I did to call on the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Awesome. I appreciate your time.
Yep. Bye now.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.